Good evening, Rabbi Yisrael. There's a classic story of the Heilige Bet Yitzchak. It's a classic, and I have a. It's Mamash Moedig. The Heilige Bet Yitzchak, he was, as we all know, he always was Melamed Tzchus for Klal Yisrael. He always saw the right. What's the English word? He was the Sanhedrin. What's the English word for it? He was the. Yeah, but his word for it. It was when you see always your Melitz. Yeah, what's the English word for that? The opposite of an accuser. He was the defender. Very good. Thank you. He was the defender of Klal Yisrael. Pardon?
Advocate.
Very good. I see. So he on once on Leila Seder, he said that he's unprepared. Everything was ready. Table was laid. Seder, the Kohar, everything was there. And before he was about to put on the kettle, he said, "Rabbi, I'm not prepared to start Leila Seder." He said, "Why not?" He says, "I need Turkish wool. Now, Turkish wool was an item, a product which was illegal to import because of the political tension between Turkey and I believe Poland. Where did he live? Poland. Petitsch was probably in Poland. So he said because of the political tension, a bit like Brexit kind of thing. So he said, "No, we won't be able to obtain it." He said, "I'm not prepared. I can't start Turkish wool. I can't start without Turkish wool. I can't start. I said, "Okay." The Rebbe said, "You couldn't understand why on earth would you need Turkish wool? Turkish wool out of all items for the Leila Seder. He can't start. He can't start." He said, "No." Fred started searching and searching. Came back. He can't find. He said, "I'm not going to start unless I've got Turkish wool." They went back searching again until they found the black market. They found somebody who sells for a fortune and a half. Facts. They were somehow able to obtain the Turkish wool and they brought it to the Heilige Bet Yitzchak. He said, "Turkish wool, very nice, okay." He said, "But I still can't start Leila Seder." The Bet Yitzchak said, "I'm fine, I'm happy you got Turkish wool. But I need to have schnupftabak. Now, schnupftabak was even more illegal. And in fact, there was even soldiers, the police, I think some of the royal guard looking for schnupftabak. It was completely illegal. It was even worse. It was a political crime to obtain and to have and to possess. But he said, he's not prepared to start. And to cut the story short, they searched until they somehow again found in a black market, they found some schnupftabak which they brought for the Heilige Bet Yitzchak. And after they bought those two very rare, exclusive items, the schnupftabak, after having brought some Turkish wool, they brought the Heilige Bet Yitzchak and they said, "Okay, we've got those two items now. Can we finally start with Leila Seder?" And the Bet Yitzchak then stretched his hands out to the Ribono Shel Olam and he said, "HaKadosh Baruch Hu, see, the Turkish wool and schnupftabak is very, it's items that are not legal to possess. And there's police, there's guards, there's even soldiers going around, it's illegal. And nevertheless, if you look, if you search, you're going to find in the black market, you're going to find some of those items of the products. But Ribbono Shel Olam, if we were to search now for chametz, is there any chance we find even a grain of chametz in Yiddish houses?" And of course the answer is no, there's no way you couldn't search in any of the Yiddish houses. You won't find a grain of chametz. There's no army, there's no soldiers, there's no fines. There's nothing, just the tzivui of HaKadosh Baruch. HaKadosh Baruch said not to possess chametz in the house. And that's it. Look at Yiddish Kinderlach, he says. Look at your beautiful Yiddish children. They're so careful about your words. Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please have mercy on Klal Yisrael. And that was the Bet Yitzchak's words. A classic Bet Yitzchak. Now, I just want to add something, which I think is a knach over here. I want to add a little thought to this very classic, famous story about the Heilige Bet Yitzchak. And he said it's interesting because really, it goes far. Because there is no real pashtos, according to Rav Poskim, there is no issa of having bali or bali matzah unless it's a kezais. We discussed it. We learned hilchas pesach. There is probably no issa of bali or bali matzah, but the rishal kaporim. There is no issa unless it's a kezais. Now kezais is quite a substantial shear. So I mean, we shouldn't tell our wives because less than a kezais is probably non issa of possessing chometz. So nevertheless, you will not find it any house which is going to have less than a kezais, like a few breadcrumbs which is less than a kezais over Pesach. You're not going to find anywhere, somebody's going to have less than a kezais chometz in the houses. So it shows us that Klal Yisrael does even more than what they really need to. When it comes to cleaning the house for Pesach, for preparing the house and getting rid of all the chometz, we do far, far, far more than necessary. I mean, look at our wives, look at our houses now. All they do is be well and beyond any halacha. It's completely past any halachic requirements. I think we all agree to that, no? It's completely beyond the necessary halachic biur chomer. It's much beyond that. But nevertheless, Kalesol is makbid. Everybody does it. Because it shows, because Kalesol is ready to do more than the necessary. It's a hiddur. It's more than that necessary. So B'ditchva meant, look, Kalesol does much more than necessary. So Suya Kodesh Baruch Hu, who may not be worthy of all the blessings, all the brachas, all the gifts, will not be worthy of everything that Kodesh Baruch Hu, may not be worthy of everything. But just as Kalesol does more than what they need, when it comes to chametz, so Zuya Kadosh Baruch Hu do also more than that was probably the oimik pshat of the Beditshva. Could I be pshat beyond the requirement? Okay, Rabbi Sai, we are still in Chas Peres. I'd like to complete Simon Reish Vav, and then move on to Simon Reish Zayin. We are very much at the final words of the Seif. We discussed yesterday the halacha if someone makes bochel atol, and I went up to the words avala oimei, avala oimei. So this is the last few words of the seif. Avala oimei ala mas hamayim. It's going back a little bit, really, to the beginning of the simon. Simon reish vav, the last 10 words, roughly, or 15 words. Avala oimei. Just before simon reish zayin. We got it. Avol, but ha'oimid al amasamayim. But somebody who stands by amasamayim. Now, really, amasamayim is basically there's running water there. So you've got running water. Think about a tap, basically. I mean, there's running water. Avu mevorech, you make a bocha v'shoisei and you drink. Afal pi, although shamayim sheshoisei, the water that you're going to drink, lo yoyu lefonov, was not before him kshebech when he made the bocha. Mipnei, because shelekach niskov ein tchilet, because he had intention for that initially. Ramo finishes off, ein leel, lekamon sim reishtes, im bech betos madinoi. We're learning of an interesting halacha. Imagine it's running water, there's running, there's a, could be a river if it's drinkable water, or it could be similar, a tap really, anything that is running water. You are about to make bocha to Hashem, you are obviously thirsty, and that's when you can make, we learned you can only make bocha on mayim if you are thirsty. You're thirsty and you're now going to make a bocha on the water, on the mas hamayim. Now, when you make the bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Shehakol Nehiyeh Bidvaroi, which water are you going to make a bracha on? Now, because of the speed of water, it's by definition the water that you have in front of you is not going to be the water you're going to make, going to end up drinking, because it moves, it's mobile. So you're going to make Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Shehakol Nehiyeh Bidvaroi on one water, but the actual water you're going to be drinking is actually different water. It's different water. Does that make sense? It's different water. So the question really is, can you do that? You are not making a bracha on the item which you're going to, it's not before you. We learned that ideally you should be holding. Do you remember, Sif Aleph taught us, you need to really hold the item when you make a bracha. So here, you can't do it, but it's very far from it. On the contrary, the bracha you're making is something that is moving away. Does that work or not? Comes along the Shulchan Aruch and teaches us, although you are taka not, you don't have before you the bracha, the item you're making a bracha on, nevertheless, it's fine. It's not a problem. And the reason is, the word of Shulchan Aruch is, mipnei shelekach nischave in tchilo, because you know that you're making a bracha, and you know water is running, so you know that the water that, when you make the bracha, you also have intention on the water is going to come in short future. So we're learning over here, it's a very important halacha here. Because what we're learning over here is that when you make a shahakol nir bitvoroi, it's not only on what is before you, it's also on anything that is pashtus you're going to be end up drinking, is included in the bracha. Now, I want to add a point over here. Do you need to have in mind specifically which water it is? And do you have to make a cheshman? My bocha takes about 8 seconds. 8 seconds, the speed of the water is about 15 kilometers per hour, so it's probably about approximately, it's the water which is now over there. Do you have to make that kind of cheshman? The answer, of course, is you don't. You don't have to approximately work out. So how come Takei works? Mechuba. She's saying because it's mechuba, because it's attached So it's all one. So, but that doesn't sound like what the Shulchan Aruch is saying. And I want to say much bigger color than what you're saying. Because so what the Poskim see over here, what the Poskim say over here is, pardon? That you know that it's coming. That's right. We're very similar. Yeah, but that's not mamash. That's right. It's going back to what we said. You're right. Very good. That's mamash where the Mishnah is coming from. That's right. This is the raya that if something is mistoma coming, if something, you know, not mistoma, it's actually beyond mistoma. If you know something is coming, you know something is happening, that is included in your initial bracha as well. The case that the Mishnah Berurah spoke about was the case, the Mishnah Berurah really asked the question. The Mishnah Berurah said, how can you make a bracha on, if you make a bracha on one item, can you look and see if you've got new tests? I didn't read it out then because we hadn't seen the Sa'if. But now that we've seen that, it says, what happens if you make a bracha on one item and there's other items being brought? Do you remember the halacha? You make a shakol, and then the other shakol is being brought. Do you make a new shakol or not? So the Mishnah Berurah, pardon? Yeah. Yeah. Said the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot new test. Tzorech levorech pa'am acheres. I'm going back now. Please excuse me because it's really, really important. Tzorech levorech pa'am acheres. Afilu kiven daito alem b'shaz bocha gam kiloi mehani. Kiven sha'os lo yile fonov. He was not before you. V'lo yor bocha ma'alcho yachol. The bocha is nothing to be chalon. V'lo yidome il amas ha'maim. Now we can look at it. And it doesn't resemble to amas ha'maim, which is the water we're discussing now, to say evolve. To hosam there. Kiven de bevada yovoyu ha'maim nekdoi. If since you know for sure the water is going to come, then ke'ilu hoyu lefon of dami, it's as if it's before you. Mashen kenoch, as opposed to in this case, and see if, hey, to tole b'dasachem, if somebody else may or may not bring this item, no, that's not, you're not covered with the bracha, you need to make a new bracha if it's being brought. So we're learning, Rabbi Sai, so that's similar to the waiter case. To which, remember we spoke about a waiter? Oh, very good point. Very good point. So when I made up the case of the waiter, I was maybe not medaik. You're right. Very good. The waiter case that we discussed yesterday was what happens if you make a shakel and you see that the waiter is coming towards you. Yeah, okay, so you made a that's right. There's nothing before you. There's nothing before you. You are making never mind hefsek, that aspect, yeah? Just ask the brachas to be chal on something. You know there is a waiter coming, he's bringing the ice cream, and you know he's coming towards you. And you can't wait anymore. You can't be bothered waiting and then until he actually brought and then get your spoon and then actually eat. It's too long. You can't wait for that chocolate vanilla ice cream with a thing on top. So you want to make the bracha now to save yourself that time. So would that work? Can you make a bracha? The waiter is coming to you. It makes even a sign is coming to you. Would that work or not? So I said yesterday, I based myself on the Amas Amayim, that since you know something is happening, you can make a bracha on it. But Rabbi Feingold says, and he's 100% right, I think he's probably right, that Rabbi Feingold points out that since it's toile bedas acherim, maybe it's not doing it to Amas Amayim. I think it's a very valid point. Yeah, but it's still doing. Maybe the waiter suddenly decides to actually give it to somebody else.
Or he drops it.
Or he prefers to suddenly change to the other. He suddenly wants to go to the other table. So that it's a valid point.
So if we have a drink from a tap, that has to be on.
Very good. The post can say that. Post can say that. That when it comes to having a drink on the tap, switch the tap on. Don't worry about baltashkes. So because by water, yeah, we spoke by water. It's not such an issue baltashkes. So you switch it on. And you make a bracha then on shakol. Yeah, you can't, there's no way you can, whatever. So, Rabbi said it's very important because we have the key concept over here. We want to know when have you covered your shakol? What have you covered your shakol? The answer is it's either food which you have intention on, and that doesn't have to be so specific intention. It can be like amas hamayim, something with pashtos, it's likely to arrive on your plate. It's likely to arrive. It's happening. That's either that, or even better, if it's in front of you. If it's mamash in front of you, then you don't have to have manna. Whatever's in front, you know what it's like. Anything is in front of you. Ultimately, you're going to end up eating. So if anything is on the table, you don't have to have specific manna. Charcoal covers it all. Alternatively, something which is likely you're going to, something which passively is like you think about it, that's included with your shah code as well.
You don't have a snack or something, you walk in and take an orange, say I ate an apple next door, and you have an apple.
Yeah. So right, that's a good shayla, Rabbi Sai. Rabbi Kagan asks the shayla, if you have an apple, you make eitz on an apple. You're holding it, it's in front of you, what's the case exactly?
And then you open the fridge, there's an orange, you take an orange down
as well. After having the apple, you have the orange. Rabbi Sai, what do you taina? What would be aloch? Rabbi Kagan wants to make an apple, brach, or eitz, makes an eitz on an apple. He eats it, and then afterwards, he chooses to have an orange as well. Does he need to make an additional brach or not? No. Right, so wait, see, it was not before you, and he had no specific.
So Shulchan
Aruch said in Sifei, "Avol mishabech al peiros shelefonov." Somebody made a bracha on fruit which is before him. Ve'achikach and afterwards heviu loy, he brought before him yoisa more meoisoy hamin from that very fruit, from that very bracha. Oy meminacha from a different fruit, but from the same bracha. She because of vikazarishin ain't no tzorich levochi. You don't need to make a bracha. This the difference between what and what. No, it will be the same. It will be the same. The point is that since you have made the bracha on something to be chal, additional items can be included as well. On that mean. Om minacha, she because
she
owes
the bracha. You're saying you have knowledge about it. You already know about it.
Well, you have the intention before.
No, it's not comparable to Amas Hamayim case. Because Amas Hamayim case, the whole scenario that we just discussed earlier is something which you didn't make a bracha on anything yet. You want to, the bracha has to be chal on something. Your case, which is the case of Shulchan Aruch in Sif Hei, is that you made a bracha on something. To what does that extend? It's one topic. The Amas Hamayim case is a case of what is the bracha chal initially. Yeah, I think it will be the answer. I think so. I think it's that's the chilek. I think so. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, we're ready for Siman Reish Zayin. Bracha achoino ala peiros. Bracha achoino. What's the bracha achoino on fruit? Peiros or ilon, fruit of the tree. Chutz mechameshes haminim. So excluding from the chameshes minim. Any fruit of the tree. V'kol peiros. Peiros ha'ilon chutz mechameshes haminim. V'kol peiros ha'doma. And any vegetables, v'yirokos and legumes, vegetables, for kol davar she'en gedula min ha'aretz, and anything that doesn't grow from the ground, bracha achoina shalahem, the bracha achoina of them is, b'ri nefosho is rabois. So, on anything that is fruits, excluding chamesh zeminim, any vegetables, and anything that doesn't grow from the ground, you make a shakal, the bracha achoina, as we know, is, b'ri nefosho is rabois. And if you ate from any of those listed items, you make a bracha after that, bracha achas, one bracha. So when you have a potato, and then a chocolate, and then a whatever it may be, and an apple, so that's an interesting combination. So you're going to make one bracha after that, and not three. And the ending of that bracha is, you make the following ending, and you do not say Hashem's name at all. You say Boch Chei Ha'olamim. You don't say Boch to Hashem Chei Ha'olamim. Says the Mishnah Berurah: If Kadnala Peres Ha'olam V'Diavet and V'Diavet Im Beich Aleim Alo Eitz Al Priyo Eitz Yotzam. If by mistake you had your apple, and you for some reason thought that it's from the Shiva Zaminim, and then you decided that you make the Boch Achonu Delong Alo Eitz Al Priyo Eitz, and then you go through the whole thing, but you have it, you don't have to after say Boch Nefoshes Rabois. Says the Mishnah Berurah: If Kadnala. Sifkot and Bez called over, Kalal Bezay, including in this, Afilumayim is even water. So, I don't know why, I heard once a misconception. If you are thirsty and you make shakon on water and you drink water, you do have to make bracha achoneh, there's no reason why not. You have to make bracha achoneh, burn the foshes abos and water as well, no reason why not. Sivkokken gimel burn in first boys. Part. Yeah, so with the yoitze. But the yoitze.
What if you actually had grapes as well?
Then you'd have to make it.
You don't make
burn mushrooms. No. Sivkokken gimel burn in first boys. Nusach abocha, the correct nusach, the correct wording of the brocha is. Boch ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Boirei Nefoshos Rabois Vechesoi Non Al Kol Ma Sheboro Lachyos Bonefesh Kol Choy. That's what the Mishnah Berurah's Nusach is. Sheboro Lachyos Bonefesh Kol Choy. If you look in the Shaar HaTzion, he's quite explicit about this. Look, Shaar HaTzion Sifkot and Gimel, he says. Ken the nusach ator ve'arosh ve'arikach. This is the nusach of the tour of the rosh ve'arikach. V'chinu b'sefer aboyer. V'iski ma'agosh v'chinu eke v'chinu eti b'chaotom. He's very makbid about saying sheboro. He says that's the correct nusach. He's going to add more in a minute, but he really, but he's quite firm that it has to be sheboro. Lachus benefesh kol choy. Bor chei olamim. V'aches nokud b'tzeirei. You say chei ha'olamim, and not yeah. He says you should be chei ha'olamim. And not chay ha'olamim. Should be chay ha'olamim. Should dovuk. V'yesh ha'olamim. There are others who say shebro sa. There are who say v'nar v'nar v'pshote. And he said there are and there are people who say shebro sa. And he said that there is such a minig as well. So he acknowledges that there is such a minig. If you look in Shaar HaTzion Sifkot and Beis, he says you don't say. He says chesroi nom. And not v'lechesroi non. How do you say normally? Now that you think about it, it's like the chesroi non. Yeah, so he says you should not say chesroi non. He says chesroi nom. That's what he says. Pardon? In Shaar HaTzion Sifkot Cotton Base. V'lechesroi non. You don't say chesroi, you say chesroi nom, v'lechesroi non. I want to tell you an interesting story to that. No, I don't think so. I hear, but I don't think so. It doesn't appear from Biolocha. V'chein bohem v'loi bohen ayin sham. He says you should say bohem or not bohen. Interesting. I want to add a little story to that. The Biskarov was approached about actually the bracha. The Biskarov. Oh, you're raising yourself just from hearing the word Biskarov. So, the Biskarov was approached as a Moedig Meister. I think it's a really, really good, it's a good one. He was approached by a Talmud who investigated the correct Nusach of the Bracha that we say now.
Yeah, that's for
Nom. No. One second, I'm what did he say? Article Paskens?
Nom.
Oh, Chesnoi Nom. So, the Bracha that I was referring to now is that a Brisker approached, the Biskarov about the bracha that we say now in Nissan about the Birkas Hailonois. So there's over here, there's also two, three points of discussion with regards to the bracha. Let me just find it. He goes according to both. Okay. Where is it? Have you got old fashioned Sidurim, anybody? An old or normal, like a traditional one? No, okay. Normal Siddur? Yeah, can you give me like an old? So, if you look in the Brach that we say, Shredish Nissen, now, we make the thank you so much. Oh. So we make bracha to Hashem Elokei Melech. We make the bracha when you see blossoming. Blossoms. Yeah, Birkas Hayonos. Bracha to Hashem Elokei Melech. Shalom chisa boilam odavoy davar. Veboro briyos tovos v'donos tovim lenos boim bnei odom. So it's interesting when you look in the Gemara, the nusach is slightly changed. It doesn't say shalom chisa boilam odavar. It's shalom chisa boilam klum. So that's quite a controversy because when did it actually start? This nusach, you look in the Gemara, you look in the Tur, you look in Shulchan Aruch, it says klum and it doesn't say dava. So somebody approached the Biskarov and he said the nusach that we say for the bracha is inaccurate It's inaccurate. You look in the Rambam, look in the Rishonim, look in other poskim, in the Gemara. The nusach that we say in the bracha is inaccurate. So he answers and he says, when it comes to brachas, you don't paskin with the Gemara. You don't say a bracha according to a Gemara. He said, you make a bracha the way it's written in a siddur. He said, you don't paskin. It's such a good word. You don't make a bracha the way it's written in the Gemara. I mean, you make it according to the way it says in the siddur. He's the Mora D'Asa. He's the posik. When it comes to bracha, the siddur is the posik, not the Gemara. Sure, I mean, if you think about Tfilas Sadech, you know, most brachas are very much changed the way they are presented in the Gemara. So, therefore, it's interesting. I'm putting it in this context over here. Mishnevura says you should say the bracha Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melecholam Berin Nefoshes Rabos V'Ches Roi Nom Hakom Asher Bara Lachos Benefesh Golchoy Baruch Hanamim. And he does acknowledge also Nuschos, but that's the way he says ideally should be said. Now I don't know. What do you think about it? But I don't know if it's the right. I don't know what you think. But I think that if you've done it differently until now, I don't know if that's a sufficient reason saying. Look in the siddur. I mean, what's it saying? What's it saying in the siddur? Okay, not art school, because they are very, you know what I'm saying, nothing against art school, really, really. But they, saying, you look in the normal old siddurim. I mean, how does it say normal siddurim? You've got, he says, yeah, I think so, yeah. Why don't we? Why do we not? He says something? Going into the diktuk aspect. Okay, I can't answer. I don't know why. Both grammatically, I don't know, and also I don't know. Okay, I think that's a point though. Now just to finish off, we see cotton hay, the Mishnah does point out that the chosim are below shame. So we make the bracha Baruch HaOlamim. There's actually a reason why the Shulchan Aruch emphasizes that, because as we see in the very last words of the page, Chosim Olam B'Shem Sheyesh Oimrim Sheim Ad Piyah Ruka, is that some actually hold that you do say Baruch to Hashem Chei HaOlamim, and it says V'Das Hagro Lachtum Bo B'Shem. So the Vilna Gaon and the Yerushalmi, they actually do say that you do say Baruch to Hashem. With the name of Hashem, because Mokim Oelu Nagu, that's certainly not the Minik. So we've got such a Minik, but that's certainly not the Minik that the established Minik. But that's why Shulchan Aruch actually emphasizes that we don't say the name of Hashem. And then it says, Mishnah Berurah says, V'perish Berin Nefoshes Rabbos. What's the meaning of Berin Nefoshes Rabbos? The meaning is, Bevur, Betul, the Noisin Lois Barach Shavach, we praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Al Shibor Dvorim Echeichim Kegoyin Lechem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has created all the necessary foods, Kegoyin, such as Lechem, bread, for Dvorim Mo'ilim, and additionally also luxuries, good things, She'en HaMeichach, which are not necessary, Kegoyin Peris, such as fruit. Fruit is not a necessity. It just makes life better. Makes life nicer.
5 a day,
yeah, okay, yeah. So that's the guy that chocolate is included in the five a day. I always tie it to my wife that actually coffee should also include one of the 5 a day. Created. So it's interesting that pears is considered not a hechi. Pears is not considered a necessity. Pears, fruit is not considered a necessity.
Where else are you going to get your...
I do not know. But Mishnah Berurah in the name of the Torah said it's not necessity. Right. So we have learned that the halacha of a masa maim, that you don't make a shahakol. You don't have any. There's no concern with regards to shahakol of water, running water. You make a bracha on water. The additional water is coming is included in the bracha. We learned that the bracha chayna on generally on vegetables and anything that doesn't grow from the ground is berin nefoshes rabbos. We spoke about the nusach of the bracha, and we spoke that you don't say bracha to Hashem chayla mim. And I wish you a very, very good Shabbos.